The federal agency that oversaw more than a year of closed-door pension talks plans to outline the settlement during a news conference tomorrow afternoon. That will come after an expected vote on the deal by the state retirement system board, but it's not known if that vote will take place in public. Participants in the talks remain under a gag order not to discuss it, and a settlement won't take effect unless the legislature approves it. Back in December, House Speaker Gordon Fox said he was taking a wait-and-see approach, but he also said the $3 billion shaved off the pension system's long-term obligations in 2011 should be used for education and other needs.
That money should be available to continually make investments to make sure that we have a healthy quality of life for all citizens in the state.
A Superior Court judge ordered the settlement talks after a series of public employee unions sued to overturn the 2011 overhaul of the state pension system. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.